How's it going, mga ka-V-Pods? This is your V-Gen.
And this is your other V, Arjun. Welcome to our 81st episode. You are listening to V-Pods, a podcast that celebrates queer voices and experiences powered by the Tripod Network. Hello! How's it going? Hello.
Ano, kamusta naman yung previous episode namin? Ano namang mga thoughts nyo doon? May mga nakarelate ba? Or may iba din na nag-introspect kung ano nga ba yung childhood nila? And then,
meron.
If nag-reflect pa din, no?
Meron. Ako. Ako din.
Ito kayo din. Wala na pala ibang nakikinig.
Ayan.
So, anong pag-usapan natin today, V? For this episode.
Diretso na tayo. Diretso na tayo sa pag-uusapan natin. Ang pag-uusapan natin today ay galing sa isang movie na we recently saw kami ni Jen.
Correct.
Kasi nagkaroon din kami before ng episode. Yung, if naalala nyo, na may episode kami about fork road decisions. Something like that. Diba? Parang may ganun tayo.
Anong movie yun?
Yung yung both... Go ways? Ano?
Ah, yes, yes.
Ano yun?
Bisexual
ano
yarn.
Na yun? Bisexual.
Both ways?
Basta yun.
Tama ba? Look both ways. Tama. Look both ways.
Ayan.
Yun.
So, di ba napanood namin nila dyan yun? Tapos, kami naman si discuss dito sa episode. Ay, sa episode, sa podcast. Ganyan. Kasi relatable siya. And then, recently, we saw this movie na parang maganda naman siyang pag-usapan. Like, medyo intriguing siya. Like, medyo... medyo may mahirap na... Mahirap siyang topic, actually. No? Hindi mo siya mapag-uusapan ng lasing kayo. Or pag-usapan niyo to ng lasing kayo, maglalabas ka lang ng sama ng loob. So, let's go! Sobrang energetic. Let's move forward to our topic. The topic is, what if your partner... Huwag ka tumawa. What if your partner is more successful than you are? Than you are? Than you.
Than you lang.
Oh, than you. Ayan.
Okay. Okay. So... tinatanong mo ba ako?
Hindi, kaka-introduce ko lang ng topic. So, galing to sa movie na, Fair Play. Fair Play. Na parang katulad nung dati, quick premise lang, mag-jowa, na-promote si girl, si guy, in-expect yung promotion, naging boss niya si girl, yun na. Nag-power play na sila, kailangan... Hindi, pinaprove nung isa na hindi ka naman worthy nung promotion, blah blah blah. And then yun na, nagsira na yung relationship nila. No spoiler.
Correct.
Pero yun. Yeah. So yun nga, paano nga pag ganun? Paano kapag mas successful sa'yo yung partner mo? Paano kapag ikaw yung weaker? Hello? Paano pag ikaw yung walang silbi? Di naman sa walang silbi.
I think rin to, no? Same question as... same question as kung sino yung mas malaking sweldo. Like, di ba? Parang yan din yung on the same realm yan. Sa tingin mo
ba? On the same realm. Nasa ano na yan? Nasa isang rack na sila sa department store. Yung,
Mas yung issues na yan. Or like, mas mayaman, mas malaking sweldo, no? Kasi, actually, pwede rin namang magkakaiba din naman kasi yung meaning natin ng success, di ba? Like career success. And I think, yung dun kasi sa, anong pangalan nito, Fair Play, yung movie, sa isang company lang sila. And then, same department pa. Alam mo yun? So kaya, parang, this, anong tawag dito? Anong man tawag dun?
Parang very obvious yung difference.
Yun. Oo. So, para talaga mo mapapaisip ka, okay lang ba talaga sa'yo? Okay lang ba dun sa isa or something? Uh-oh. Versus kunyari, magkaiba naman kayo ng industry or magkaiba kayo ng work pa, like career, di ba? Kunyari, doktor yung isa, tapos nun, I don't know, marketing yung isa, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang, magkaiba naman yung measurement of success nun. So, minsan, mas ano, parang, mas question is, okay lang ba sa'yo na mas malaki yung sweldo nung isa? Like, for example, siguro yung doktor, mas malaki yung sweldo kasi doktor siya. Very stereotype, di ba? Pero, actually, nagpo-fall na, ang sumunod na rin dyan is yung gender. Diba? Gender. Like, okay lang ba na yung girl yung mas malaki yung sweldo sa guy? Diba?
Oo.
Maraming
we will
questions.
Touch on that. Oo. I think siguro matatouch natin yung topic na yun. Ay, yung topic. Yung aspect na yun, yung gender, ano, gender roles, gender differences with regards to yun nga yung mas successful yung isa ganyan, pero parang ang isipin natin mas LGBT setting kasi mas leveled 'di ba, parang mas may equal footing kayo to begin with yun. Well, ewan ko, di ko rin alam. So yun nga, V, etong kunyari mas successful yung isa dun sa relationship, I mean in a couple kayo, mas successful yung isa doon sa isa, automatically, mafe-feel nung isa na insecure, parang makakaramdam siya ng insecurity or feeling niya hindi siya sapat. Mm. Diba? Parang may self-doubt. Normal ba yun? Hindi tayo psychiatrists, hindi tayo therapists or counselors, pero based on experiences, kasi ito, to share lang, V, and to our listeners, me and my then boyfriend recently, I mean last year, nasa same industry kami, tapos correct, same team din kami, same kami ng position, tapos same kami ng ginagawa, like lahat
actually,
super same kami,
actually same industry din yung isa eh.
Oh,
panay same industry,
oo. Yung most recent. Pero yun, nagkaroon ako ng ex na we were together for 7 years. Same kami ng career development.
Correct.
Ang pangat magkakasabi ko. ng career progression. Kasi sabay kami graduate, ganyan. Tapos yun yan, nag-agency life, ganyan-ganyan. Actually, nag-try pa ako ng ibang roles. Pero yun yan, nung same kami creative, same kami na role sa agency na magkasama kami, parehas kami ng boss, mag-ibang units lang kami, nagli-lead siya ng team niya, nagli-lead ako ng team ko, kiba kami ng brands, ganyan. So, tama ka kanina, parang medyo kitang-kita yung gap, if ever meron. Mm-hmm. Like for example, there will be seasons or moments in a year na mas glorified yung ginagawa ng team ko. Minsan naman meron siya na mas ma-awards yung ginagawa nila. Tapos kami tenga. Or puro kami shoots. Puro kami benta lang. Menu boards. Whatever. Design lang. Ganyan. Tapos sila, meron silang pang-awards. So ano yung name nila. Tapos may moments din na ganun sa... Na ako naman yung ganun. Tapos sila yung mas may ginagawa na regular work. So kami actually, netong ex ko na to, nag-usap kami before. Neto, na parang yes, there were moments na parang bakit ganun, parang gusto ko rin ng something like that for our team, parang glorified yung team mo, ganyan, blah blah. But then I guess the security of the relationship and the understanding between the two of you,
correct,
really is important, should be important, na you both celebrate each other's successes.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang I'm really happy that your team right now, parang ang dami yung awards ngayon, ganyan-ganyan, blah blah. Parang alam ko, parang secure lang ako na I know na later this year pwede kami magkaroon or gagrab ako na opportunity ko if ever magkaroon. If ever man nagkaroon kami ng ng little discussion or heated argument, sobrang maliit lang, like parang naglalast lang siya for 3 hours, ganun.
Yun. Okay, that's good. I think yun nga, factor din yun, di ba? Yung security nyo sa relationship nyo. And I guess, as long as nakapag-set, siguro kailangan mag-set ng ground rules or like, di ba, makapag, lalo na if you're in the same company and then in the same team pa.
Yeah,
same as the movie nga and same as your experience, V. Parang importante na magkaroon kayo ng ground rules and check-ins din. Like parang, okay, dapat work is work lang ha. Like wag na natin. I don't know. Nagkaroon ba kayo ng ganun?
Oo. As in, parang...
Yun. So may ground rules. Okay.
May ibang mundo kapag work. May ibang mundo kapag magkasama na. Parang ganun.
Oo. So I think yun din yung nag...
Sige. Yun din yung I think yun din yung
Eh, kasi ayaw nating nagsasapawan. Char. Ayun. And then, I think yun yung difference. Yung dun sa movie. Yung sa movie kasi nangyari din. And I guess may factor naman talaga yung gender eh. Di ba? Straight couple yun eh. Di ba? Straight couple. And then, sorry, medyo spoiler na. Pero, like, nag-progress yung babae. Tapos sobrang lumabas yung insecurities nung lalaki.
Yeah.
And kasi, may isa ding may mali dun. Or like, di ba mali? Sorry. Siguro may lapse lang dun na wala, nakapag-set ng expectations dun sa guy.
Yeah.
Na siya yung magpa-progress. Tapos sobrang dinibdib niya yun or like sobrang inown niya na yun. Tapos na siya yung pinaka-deserving for it. Na wala na siyang makitang other way.
It got in his head na.
Yes, correct. So,
baka yun, no? Parang don't let it get into your head. Any success. As a kid, may nabasa ako sa isang jeep. Ano yung jeep ba or bus? Basta parang naglalakad. Oh. Ayun, nakikita mo lang yung, di ba, yung mga quotes dyan sa bus. Or sa jeep. Sabi doon, don't let your successes get into your brain. And don't let your failures get into your heart. Ganda.
Oh, wow. Sa jeep yan?
Or sa jeep. Katabi yung mga pictures sa mga anak siguro ng driver. Kasi hindi ko naman kilala
yung mga... mga Santo Niño, ganyan.
Yung mga Santo Niño, tsaka mga banda.
Tapos isa yung may certain way sila of painting it. Eh, no?
Yung, di ba, yes, ang ganda, V? Yes. Isa yun.
Uh-oh. Sige, ako naman makapag-share lang kung di mo natatanong. So, ako naman yung So, I guess never akong, now na lang kay Ina na parang nasa pares kaming industry. Although, magkaiba naman kaming department. Alam mo yun? Sales siya, yeah. Marketing ako. Pero same industry. Pero anyway, I guess tactic ko na lang din yun. Hindi ba tactic? Like, wala, hindi lang ako, I don't fall for the type na sobrang same industry or like nasa office siguro. Ganun, alam mo yun? Or like, like sa company or, I don't know. So, for me, ang naiisip, ang siguro, usually kasi magkaiba yung, measurement of success namin. Like, from my previous partners, di ba? Like, mas... on the professional side sila eh. So, ako naman, ang mas naiisip ko, isa sa mga factors ko when I date people, it's either, hindi ko alam kung under this topic to via, it's either same level of what we call success kami, same level.
Aligned.
Aligned. Like parang mas okay din sa akin na mas successful yung partner ko. Kasi...
Ako din.
Oo. Like, kumbaga, I don't know. I don't want to settle
actually,
for anything less.
Well, it doesn't matter. Sa akin ha. Sa akin, V. Parang, gets kita na parang dapat same kayo ng... aligned kayo sa measurement of success.
Uh-oh.
Tapos, nakikita mo yung ambition, yung drive.
Yes. Sobrang hili ko sa ambitious person or like driven person. Yan talaga.
And si Ina, sobrang...
Exactly.
Ano siya eh? Idealist, thinker. Di ba? Ganun siya eh, di ba? Creative si Ina mag-isip, ganyan. Like, parang parati siya may solution to something. Or hahanapan natin ng solution, ganyan. And it's really attractive to see someone na... ganun yung may drive for success, may drive for... Diba? Hindi maging... Siguro, dito magdidepende. Sa iba kasi, yung yaman, yung quantity nung sweldo, quantity, tama, quantity nung sweldo, yung amount mismo nun, yung nabibring niya sa table, whatever, yun yung success for them. It doesn't matter kung ambitious sila or whatever. Diba? Kasi correct. Minsan, parang makikita mo na ang successful nito kasi nare-reach niya yung dreams niya. Regardless kung gaano ka laki or gaano ka enough yung sweldo niya.
Mm-mm-mm.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
May ganun. Pero may iba naman na, yun niya, parang yes, sumisweldo siya, magsisettle siya, ganyan. Mas mataas yung sweldo nung isa. Doon nagkakaroon ng difference, ng gap between the two, the partner.
Correct.
Gets mo?
Oo. Oo. So, ano din yun? Like, question for yourself, di ba? Like, ano din yung, what do you look for in a partner? Like, or, di ba? Kasi, paano kung ikaw naman yung type of person na okay lang sa'yo na housewife or house husband yung partner mo, di ba? Kasi mas, I don't know, di ba? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. And kung ikaw din, as a person, na gusto mo lang na maging housewife or house husband, okay lang din, di ba? It's not your measurement of success. Like, parang sa'yo, measurement ng success mo is to attend to your partner's needs. Ganyan.
Yeah.
Tapos okay lang.
That's another.
Diba? Parang, ako siguro in a few, hindi naman in a few, parang siguro in mga 10 years or 20 years, gusto ko na lang maging housewife. Ayoko na magtrabaho.
Shout out daw, Ina.
Parati, actually, nagpapasahan kaming dalawa. Like,
oh, kayong dalawa. Parati na lang. Ikaw. Mas maano ka. Ikaw na yun. Ganunan silang dalawa.
Mas magaling ako sa chores. Ganyan. Pero actually, I think in truth, pares kami ng, in truth, pares kaming driven sa career.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Hindi yun mangyayari. Sobra. Pero, oo. Alam mo yun, masarap lang isipin na nagkakaroon ka ng pera kahit wala kang ginagawa.
Oo. Ayan, dalawang yan. Guys, kung alam nyo, nanginginig yan pag walang ginagawa. Yung dalawang yan.
Oo.
Nangihina sila kapag wala silang nagagawang productive or alam mo yun, di ba? Ganun kayong dalawa eh. Like, parati kayong
or like with purpose or something.
With purpose. Oo. Lalo si Ina, nanginginig. Hindi. Food for the soul nilang dalawa na may something silang nagagawa. Like whether physically or helping others. Basta ganyan yan. Ako naman, V. Kung natatanong ko.
ikaw naman.
Ako, what I want siguro, parehas kami nung, like, kung paano kayo? Yun pala, inggit lang.
What if your other V is more successful than you?
Hindi, kasi parang ang saya. Sa akin kasi, it doesn't matter kung successful yung partner ko kesa sa akin, mas successful siya or whatever. Kahit dati hindi yun nag-matter sa akin na mas maraming awards or whatever, ganyan. And even right now, natutuwa ako and right now,
oh.
Is this a clue? De joke lang.
Oh.
And even in the way I think right now, feeling ko matutuwa ako na successful or na re-reach nung partner ko yung dreams niya.
Oo.
Kahit gaano kaliit, kahit gaano kalaki. Alam mo yun?
Oh. Okay.
Ang pangarap
lang,
kong
B.
Langit.
So, parehas nating sinasabi na we don't mind like having
ayan
a partner
na.
who is more successful than we are. Pero what if naman, and I think kasi nga no, both naman natin experience na like successful naman sa mga career nila yung mga partners natin. How will it make us feel pag yung partner natin ay wala, like
walang drive.
Oo, or hindi successful, or yeah. Or like, sobrang mas maliit yung sweldo sa'yo. I don't know.
Ang ganda. Ang ganda ng tanong mo. Hindi ko naisip yan. Ang ganda.
Ay, kasi napaka-positive nung sinasabi natin eh.
Yeah, totoo naman. So,
paano
guluhin
pa tayo
na,
nasa other side?
Yanigin natin yung topic. Ano? Guluhin natin, pahirapin natin.
Oo, naman.
Ayaw ko ah. Parang, ito POV lang naman naming dalawa to.
Correct.
Kung kayo, may different POV kayo, eh di sige. Then joke.
Eh kaming dalawa lang naman nag-uusap dito.
Hindi, parang ayun, feeling ko may something dun sa partner ko na nakita ko. Kasi hindi naman magiging kami kung patapon siya or parang walang-wala talaga siyang drive. Kasi like sabi ko nga kanina, attractive sa akin na I find people attractive lalo na kapag nagpupursige sila ma-reach yung dreams nila. Kahit ano pa yon. Kunyari, okay, this quarter, goal ko na as simple as goal ko na ma-praise sa isang meeting or masabihan ng boss ko na ang galing ko. Tapos nagawa niya, ang sarap i-celebrate together, di ba? Again, yun niya, kung kunyari, ako yung mas successful dun sa partner ko, in my own definition of success, nahirapan. Then, yung definition niya of success shouldn't affect our relationship, right? Kasi as long as kami, dahil nakita ko na may drive naman siya, kung mas maliit yung sweldo niya sa akin or mas ano, there must be reason. There must be different reasons as to why. Maybe because he's younger than me or iba yung industry, like mas kunyari NGO, 'di ba? May ganun NGO or business niya na mahirap yung season ngayon kasi for example lang walang nagta-travel and yung business niya about traveling, 'di ba? So ayun, support, I guess. Support lang na parang are you having a hard time right now? What do you feel right now? Do you feel like you're not doing enough? And what are your plans for you to revert those feelings to something else? Na para paano mo ma-feel yung success or paano mo ma-feel na proud ka sa sarili mo? Then together you will figure it out together. So supportahan mo yung partner mo na kung ano yung definition niya ng success for him. Uh-oh. And then yun. I don't mind the man supporting.
Like financial.
Hindi pala. Gusto ko na, ang sarap kasi nung may kahati. Pero gets mo, parang I don't, kung yun yung case, tapos mahal na mahal ko yung tao, I don't mind.
Oh, kunyari in the middle of your relationship na, kunyari na-meet mo siya, successful siya, okay yung funds niya, ganyan. Tapos parang midway of your relationship, biglang, I don't know, nawalan siya ng trabaho or whatever. And then nahirapan siya kumuha things, ng trabaho. Ganyan, effect, di ba? Willing to
everything
help ka.
Everything went south. NGO ako eh.
Charity ako eh.
Charity pala. Hindi, eh, mahal mo yung tao. I mean, naging kayo, naging partners kayo, thinking na for life kayo magiging magkasama. And kung ano man yun, di ba? Parang work on that. Work on that future. So maging successful ka, maging successful siya sa'yo. Parehas kayong papunta. Nagda-drive kayo towards that dream. Bakit magmamatter kung siya yung mas praised sa office? Di ba? Kasi yung success niya, success mo na rin yun eh.
Wow.
Sa kama. Okay. Charot. Di ba parang, uy, galing-galing mo kanina.
Oo. Okay.
Ikaw,
ano naman? Okay
paano
naman
pag sa'yo? Paano pag ikaw?
And ano no, midway na of the relationship. Kasi unang-una, hindi ako, magpakatotoo na tayo. Like, honestly speaking, like, hindi ako, ano, shit, baka mamaya mag-backfire. Charot! Baka maging ano ako, maging Lex Slater Young at ano, Chris Uy. Di ba yung sabi nila, wag kang mag-asawa ng mayaman. I mean, yun, hindi mo kailangan ng mayaman, kailangan mo ng masipag. Something like that, yung nag-viral sila because of their... Oo. Kasi coming from a place of privilege sila. But anyway, true. For me, ano nga, ganun pa rin. Like, yung sinabi ko kanina, kasi nga, di ba, kung from the beginning, factor na for me yun. Like, yung success in career. Like, I driven. Like, mas successful siya or ka-level ko ng success or like, di, Yeah, or so medyo I'm talking about funds na din. I don't know, just being truthful. Hindi ko kaya mag-sustain ng isa pang ako. Ng isa pang tao. Sa totoo lang. Pero pag midway, wala. Tama ka naman eh kung mahal mo yung tao. And nangyari yun, di ba? And you guys, parang nag-end up kayo together. Baka yun ang fate mo and magbabounce back din naman siguro yun. Basta nga pagtulungan nyo. So same naman ako together. Ng thoughts sa'yo.
Yun. Yun niya. Pero tama ka. I think we also need to consider the different backgrounds of people. Like, tayo kasi we can easily say na it doesn't matter. Na parang yung sweldo ng partner ko doesn't matter. Or parang kung ako magsusupport sa partner ko doesn't matter. But paano kapag hindi kayo ganun ka-well off? Paano kapag business, nagbe-business kayo tapos minsan mahirap siya talaga kumita. Mahirap. Mahirap yung competition, whatever. Mahirap siya. Diba? Mm-hmm. Paano nga pag ganun? E di, wala. E di,
mag-break na lang kayo.
Hindi. Again, ganun pa din siguro pala. Hindi pala iba. Magtulungan kayo to reach the goal. Kasi two heads are better than...
One.
And it takes two to
tango.
Go. Diba?
It takes three to tinikling.
Nikling. Yun niya. And it takes four to
ano? I don't know.
Hindi ko rin alam.
Hindi ko alam.
Hindi. Nagmamumble na tayo dito, V. Ayun niya. Parang...
Okay. Ending na ba? So, I think for me, ang key takeaway ko, V, for this topic is that if you are in a position or in a scenario na nasa same industry or same... Kasi I think dun nagkakaroon ng tension eh. Same industry, same company or whatever, same team. Mag-set lang ng ground rules. I think yun yung ano. And... I think assess nyo din kung ano yung mas importante sa'yo, di ba? Like parang yung career mo ba or yung relationship mo with your partner. Actually, V, na alala ko lang, I think under this realm din yung naalala mo yung movie ni James Reed tsaka ni Nadine? Or like maraming ganitong movie eh. Yung parang...
Yeah! Never yung, Not Love You.
Oo, like parang mas successful yung... Or like... may opportunity yung isang partner mo. Like, great opportunity. Parang, how does that affect you naman? Paano naman yung mga opportunity for you? Diba?
Gets.
Like, I think, sa kahit anong type of relationship or like, kung anumang challenge na in terms of career or like, kung anumang ma-encounter nyo. Basta lang, set kayo ng expectations nyo and ground rules na parang, kunyari, kung ganun yung usapan, kunyari, sige, susundan kita sa since kunyari, yung opportunity mo nasa ibang bansa. Tapos ako, meron akong okay na opportunity dito sa Philippines. Susunod ba ako sa'yo? So, di ba, parang sa'yo din yun. Like, parang ask yourself din, anong mas importante sa'yo? Yung career mo? Or yung partner mo? Yung relationship mo with your partner?
Yung success. Oo nga.
So, setting the expectations straight and asking yourself din kung anong mas importante sa'yo.
Yeah. Pero yun, parang aside from everything else, you need to learn from your partner as well. Learn yung kung paano niya... Paano siya nagiging successful? Paano niya nakukuha yung success? Regardless kung ano yung meaning of success sa kanya. And then, learn from that. Grow then as an individual na hindi, parang i-detach mo yung sarili mo from being their partner. Diba? Parang, girl, guy, wow. Sorry, expression lang yung girl. Parang, girl, ano ka rin? Parang, kayod ka rin. Parang maggawa ka rin ng something as an individual na i-detach mo yung sarili mo sa relationship as a partner. Ganyan. Kung ang definition mo ng success is individual success, di ba? Yun. Pero yun nga, pursue your passion, pursue your interest. Kasi success will happen naman or dun mo ma-feel yung fulfillment. Diba? Regardless kung gaano ka laki yung balik niya sa'yo or whatever. As long as happy ka dun sa ginagawa mo. Wow, the same old saying, as long as happy ka sa ginagawa mo. Diba? Totoo naman kasi yun.
I think, ano, to summarize, wow, sorry guys, ang dami naming thoughts. But to summarize yung sinabi mo, V, ano din, although you're in a relationship, you're in a partnership, still think about your individual self. Like, ano yung
yan.
Development for you or success nga for you, may it be yan. Sa career or like other passion or hobbies or whatever. Like, tama si V, like, detach mo rin yung, merong, of course, dapat meron pa rin matira na sa'yo yung identity na yun.
Yan.
Alam mo yun? Kasi totoo, minsan yan totoo. Din yung nagiging problem ng mga relationships, V, diba? Like, parang, masyado na ako. Ang dami ko na nang sacrifice. Yan yung ayaw natin, yung resentment. Like, dami ko na sinacrifice sa'yo. Hindi ko kinuha itong opportunity na to or whatever.
And para ma-manage yung resentment na yan, yung inggit, yung envy or whatever, always communicate na lang siguro. Na parang, as kwentod, as kwentod earlier. Di ba parang you communicate na parang I feel like medyo kulang ako ngayon. Parang I don't feel really good about where I stand right now. Tell your partner that. And then together you figure out a way para ma-reverse mo yung feeling na yun. And then yun nga, parang it's a challenge, it's a trial, it's a test of your relationship na if you both succeed in that area, then pretty much you'll succeed in life. Hello? Diba? Yeah. Yun lang. Communication is key. Be open, be honest about your feelings. But don't really tell the other person, eh kasi inaagaw mo yung opportunity. Eh kasi puro opportunities mo na lang yung ano, decisions nating dalawa, ganyan. Girl, hindi, meron ka rin decision on your own. May decisions ka rin. You also need to, sabi nga ni Jen, be something else than just a partner.
Para din siya yung the last 5 years. Bilang kakatotong ng the last 5 years.
Nga. Maganda yun, guys. Parang pag lumabas ng episode to, hindi namin alam kung may ano pa, may screening pa. Screening? May showtime pa
play.
For the last 5 years. Yeah. But highly recommended. Maganda siya. Cry ako. I crowed.
Osha.
Alright. Thank you for listening to our 81st episode. And yun lang, be successful.
Whichever measurement is that. And to our listeners, thank you so much for finishing this episode or like reaching this point of the episode. Like, ang dami na namin sinasabi.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.